Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We are growing leaps and bounds. And I've got Tom here. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's well on this beautiful Saturday afternoon after the big rain.
There you go. I know we needed it, but we're getting it now, right?
We are.
Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. The rain sort of adds to the Christmas season, but I am glad it stopped. There's the Santa to the Sea run tomorrow, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Are you doing it?
The relay portion, not the half.
Okay.
And we're doing it with somebody.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm glad the rain stopped.
Good.
Hopefully that'll continue.
And Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, we have a great show for you today, and I've got one of my girlfriends on, Frances Starr. She is a nutritionist and a health coach, and we're going to talk about the best version of yourself in 2015. And welcome, Frances. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great, Kim. Thanks so much for having me here.
Oh, you are welcome. And thanks. Good holidays and everything going on?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
good.
It's all good.
Good, good, good. Also joining us today, we have Prudence Gentzman on, and her new book is out. She's been on all my shows before, and she's been a co-host with me, Mindset Reset. And it's a passage to choice. It's a step-by-step guide to show you how to easily implement new ways to enhance your thinking. And then also we're going to have Warren Brow, and his book is Whiskey Cocktails, just to add a little bit of classic and contemporary craft into our drinking and the world's most popular spirit. How did I know that? Do you like whiskey?
I'm just a growler guy.
Yeah,
drink a beer occasionally.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, well, we're going to find out about it. Actually, my son-in-law really likes whiskey, so go figure.
I think whiskey's having a new resurgence.
See,
I think it's cool again.
I don't know. Well, isn't that
sort
funny?
Sort of like Mad Men brought it all back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I love Mad Men.
Well, anyways, Tom, you know what? I'd love to just share with everybody again. There was a secret word from our morning show, and that can win you a $25 gift certificate. All you have to do is call in right now if you were listening to our 6 to 7 show. And what are some of our giveaways?
Some of the giveaways include a tune of Christmas at the Rubicon Theater. How about Shrek at Caneo Players? Best won an Oscar. It's based on that Oscar award-winning DreamWorks film. It's a lot of fun. I've seen it before. Well done by the Caneo Players. Laugh Out Loud Comedy, More Fun with Jason Love. And the Agrolites, if you're into reggae, the band reads Dirty Reggae and represents their signature fusion of reggae, soul, grit, and determination. I love that band. Boy, we also have Camelot at the Fred Cavley Theater and the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. All of that could be yours here with Kim Pagano.
There you go. Well, let's start off with some Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night at Camarillo Regency. And that is December 17th. Again, like Tom said, Jason Love and his friends. So that's a great show. And you can win tickets right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. When it comes to gift-giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you are anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad that you are here. I know you got lots of choices out there, and of course, AM 1590 KVTA at 2 o'clock. I want to remind you of our show from 6 to 7, and I know that sounds early, but we wake up and we are in a positive way.
It's the best way to wake up in the morning. Listen to the show, drink your coffee. It's quiet.
I know. That is really honestly my favorite time, I have to tell you.
Everybody's awake.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so I do want to say we've got a great show today, and our first guest is Frances Starr. Frances is a nutritionist, a health coach. Your practice has just been growing like crazy, and your knowledge and your education. Tell us where you're at right now.
Well, let's see. Right now, it's the end of the year. We're coming up on the new year, and so I'm put together a great program because I am really wanting to support my clients, because this is the time of year where everybody is looking at, okay, what am I going to do different in January?
Because if you didn't do it in September, then you're like, okay, now I have January, and I really need to make a difference now.
That's really the time, New Year's resolutions, a whole nine yards, and then pick the diet and that kind of thing. That's kind of what's going on with a lot of women right now, thinking about getting through the holidays, but, there's that New Year's resolution kind of thing hanging over there. And
do you guys do New Year's resolutions? I try not to put such a big, huge emphasis,
I don't really either.
I do goals. And I think it's real important, too, to do achievements. Okay, so really take the time to look back at what you did do this year, so you can be reflective and be,
The changes that you made that were positive. Yeah.
I love that.
All of your accomplishments, absolutely.
I love that. That puts positive energy out there.
Yeah.
Right?
But, Frances, you've been on the show a couple times.
I've been on the show lots. I'm so nice to be back all the time.
I'd love to have you. But one thing I've noticed about you is sort of a calmness about you. And
I know.
But I bet you're very organized and you don't overextend yourself, and you're I can just see that in you. And I think that's something if we all did that, if we were a little bit more organized, didn't overextend ourselves and sort of had our ducks in a row, a lot of the other things that we struggle with would fall into place.
Oh, you're very sweet.
I don't know, a lot like you, Jennifer, right?
And I will tell you, to an extent, there's a truth to that, because I am a methodical person. I do like a lot of structure, but I have tended to overextend myself, and I know how that can be. And it's right now, especially while I'm putting this program and filling this program together, and I've got lots of other commitments and projects that I'm working on, and this is for everyone. You have to just get organized. It's get that date planner out, structure it. Otherwise, I'll get stressed if I don't do it.
Absolutely. It's even like I put my phone calls down now. Okay, yeah. I got to remember to call this person. Yeah. And, I just...
crazy. I've been really trying to, when I get home from school with my kids, to put my phone away and not go back to it till about 8 o'clock. And
you never call me, but no, I'm
it
just
is,
kidding.
But I really, trying to do that. And I do find I get more done because I'm not like, oh, let me check this. Because if it's really an emergency, they'll call our house phone.
Yeah, and actually that happens to me during the workday because I work from my home. So I have to turn my emails off even.
Yeah, you're
there's a time during the day I just have to close Outlook, just completely close it down to get a project done.
That's really good. Yeah. Well, we're talking about really great things that can really just kind of are mindful of your life and give you really more time. I know we're talking about nutrition. So what seems to be the top things that women should change in 2015?
Well, I know the things they want to change. You know, it's of course the top thing that comes to mind is everybody wants to lose weight and have more energy. But like I do with my clients, it's always, well, what's behind that? You know, what's really important? What's the big why behind that? A lot of times it's about having more confidence. All of us women want to fit in cute clothes. We do. You know, we want to feel good. We want to have confidence. We want to have more energy. Depending on their age you're at, you know, I have women who say they're at a particular age where they're looking at their parents aging, and they're seeing that they are not, that they're on a lot of medications, that they're going into their later years without health, without that vibrancy.
You have no idea. I mean, I have a personal situation right now around this subject, and all of a sudden for the first time I'm going, wow, I really need to change my ways.
So it's not always just about the losing weight, it's about how can I feel better, and that's what I like people to focus on anyways, because when you work on that part, when you work on the health, when you work on the feeling better, you know what, the losing weight's going to happen, you know.
So what should we do? So starting 2015, what would be the best, some tips to start the new year to help us reach those goals of good health?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to get committed. Take that time, you know, when you're writing your New Year's resolution, if you will, let's not even call it that, scratch that off, your goals, what you want to accomplish for yourself in the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, whatever. But when it comes to your own personal health, you know, write down, what does that mean to you? Why is it important? Get that commitment behind it. So it's not just about losing weight. And I think that looking for a plan that's not just a quick fix diet is important too, because it's really about the lifestyle. The reasons diets don't work is because
we're not committed.
Well, no, not just that. Oh. You can commit for this is what I think, Kim, honestly. You can commit to the diet perhaps, but what happens when the diet's over? Mm. Or what if it's not a sustainable kind of diet? What if it's just a short-term program? Those are okay sometimes, as long as you've got a plan for maintenance. If you don't, you know what I mean?
The lifestyle change.
That's the bottom line. I think it really comes down to the lifestyle change. So getting committed, finding a program that's really about a lifestyle change, getting support, and getting some accountability. You know, whether you hire a coach like myself or get into a program like that where you can get some education around how to build the right diet for yourself, you can get some accountability, you can get some support, or connect with a buddy, a friend, that you're going to do something together. A husband and wife, best thing to do, because when you're cooking together, one's on something and the other one's not. Makes it a little tougher, more challenging. But does that make sense?
It definitely does. Diet. And then also, you know, in terms of being healthy, choosing different types of food that are healthier. Healthier. I just picked up a cookbook that was all of your favorites, the healthy version. And I've even, lots of things I've started to do myself, like if a recipe calls for cream, I do not ever put cream in it. I just use milk. And it's the same. It works out fine.
You mean no vanilla cream?
And I have a question, because I really have to get over this guilt that, you know, I'm one person, I buy a lot of food, I'll go to like Erewhon or Whole Foods. Tell me what I should be picking if I'm going to actually buy my food and not cook. So I can just stop feeling guilty that I'm actually buying things outside.
I hear what you're saying. So you don't want to cook, you want to buy your things and not cook.
Yeah, I mean, I cooked when I was, you know, when I had a young child at home. Mm-hmm. Right now there's just no...
But you're not going through drive-through at Carl's Jr.
No, either. I'm not. I'm going to a healthy place. Yeah. But tell me, really, I want to get this guilt over with. What should I be eating when I take food out from a place like Gelson's or Whole Foods or Erewhon?
I never, ever feel guilty when I eat out, just so you know.
I do want to remind anybody that's
it's
a cultural
thing. It's my tribe.
It is our tribe, trust me. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you're here. We're talking about the brighter side. We're talking with Frances Starr. She's a nutritionist and a health coach. And give me your number out so people can get in touch with you.
805 277-1977.
Okay.
And, okay, so let me speak to Sherry, to what you're saying. Okay, so think about what you would make at home, what's healthy. I mean, what do you know for yourself is healthy for you at home?
Vegetables. Mm-hmm. I really don't eat a lot of meat. Mm-hmm. I don't care for fish too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chicken.
And so when you go to a, when you go out to pick something up, do you go into like the deli area or do you go into the frozen area? What are you
sometimes doing? Sometimes the salad, sometimes the warmer foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they have different chicken wings or they have, you know.
You're going to want to pick things that are, if you're going to what you're just describing, they're whole foods. You want to stay away from, you know, breaded stuff probably. You want to stay away from pastas and that kind of thing.
Processed, right?
So if you stick to, you know, they've got chicken dinners, they've got, you know, vegetables, and they can be cooked. A combination of the both is nice because when we have the raw vegetables, it helps build our enzymes and that kind of thing, right? But I mean, yeah, you
what I've
do
also
that.
Been doing is Naked makes this green protein mm-hmm. shake. So. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
That's really lazy not wanting to make my own shake, which I think I'll get into eventually. But right now it's a green and fruit protein shake. I mean, isn't that great?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a shake for a meal.
I feel so much better now.
Yes, you're okay. You're okay.
Thank you.
Well, and you know, but you know what? I'm sure you're not alone.
I don't think I am. For single people, absolutely.
Yeah, but you can make healthy choices. And I think the most important thing is, like you were saying,
Jennifer.
Not the fast food. You know, stay away from the fast food.
Is there anything healthy that you can get that is fast food? You know, like you go and they have salads and stuff
healthy,
like that.
There's healthy versions, but if you are, and I look at people in stages. We're all on a journey. Like you talk about that all the time, right? So if you are going from eating all processed junk food, you aren't going to want to jump all the way to worrying about if it's organic and if it's clean.
And that's too much. You're not going to follow.
Unless you're on that path and you're already over there. So if you can look at this whole thing as a journey. So in speaking to your fast food thing, yeah, you can do that if you're at that place, but. For me, that wouldn't work because I know that that is manufactured, mass manufactured, hormone-based meat and poultry, and the vegetables aren't organic. So that's not going to work for me. But for somebody who's just edging into eating healthy, that might be an okay next step for them. Does that make sense?
I think that makes perfect sense because we talked last time you were here. I eat a bar in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's like good calories. It gives me a lot of protein. But you said that's not a great thing to have every single day. But I can't make breakfast for myself every day. So like two or three times a week, I will make like egg whites and put some vegetables in there, and that's doable.
Yeah.
That's a good breakfast, and it's really, you know, absolutely.
And I don't do bars as much as I do shakes, but because I don't have time to make breakfast in the morning. I don't care for it anymore anyways.
Yeah, what's in
I
your prefer shake? To make what do you shake. Put in your shake?
Okay.
Well, what's a simple version of your
shake?
Yeah,
I'm very lazy. I have gotten out of the whole buying all my kale and all my stuff and making all my with my Vitamix. I have a brand that I enjoy using, and I shake it up. I've got my greens; they're already pre-made. It's got spirulina, chlorella,
like a powder.
All of the greens. So you know, wheatgrass or the grasses is what I meant. So it's got all that in my greens. I've got my great protein shake, and I mix them together in my little shaker bottle. So I've got my protein, my veggies, all in one.
Do you think those greens are just as healthy as buying fresh?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Think so
you
too,
have to
actually.
Look for quality. I mean, the product I use is all organic, non-GMO, so it's a great product. So it's about when you go to that kind of stuff, don't go math. You know, look for real quality.
So
that's
I want to tell you what I make and see how close I am to doing good. I do an almond milk. I'll do a protein powder.
Okay,
I might do fresh or you know frozen, either you know berries or strawberries or a half a banana. And that's kind of my drink lately. Mm-hmm.
Let's add a little greens.
Yeah.
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 And, I'll be on that.
And if you don't feel like getting, you know, kale and putting it in there, get a scoop of greens and get those greens
in. Oh, so I do have a really great kale plant that's still, so just take a kale. But I thought there was something about mixing veggies and fruit together or something.
You know, I think strawberries okay. They say the safest is apples.
Okay.
If you're going to mix fruit.
What's the problem?
You know, I have to say, I'm not real sure the why
of
it.
I know this sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Gas.
Oh, gas.
But I do want to throw something out there. I want to throw something out there. What we're talking about here doesn't work for everyone.
Everybody. Yeah. You have to because figure out what works for you.
In our family, we also will make a little, we buy these little Applegate or Wilshire from Whole Foods little sausage patties or links. And we will make those in the morning. We'll each have one. So it's not like I just leave the house with just a shake. It's kind of a little ritual. Cook those up and we each have our little sausage with our little shake.
How about good desserts? Like, you know, I got into dark chocolate because, you know, that's an antioxidant. But then, you know, I'm not just eating a little bit.
You can't just eat a whole thing of it,
That's the thing. Right? So are there other healthy desserts?
Well, you know, I'm not a big sweet person. Okay. So in terms of dessert, you know, you have to think about what is important to you and what you want. When you eat less sugar, you'll find that even having berries, it takes a little bit of shift in your thinking and in your habits to reach for the berries, like strawberries and that kind of thing for dessert. But once you wean yourself off of sugar, they really start to taste really good.
Yeah.
And you can do, but it's a process.
Everything's a process. How do we sign up to get you with us in our process?
Okay, so right now I have a fantastic program. It's called the Food and Self-Care Breakthrough, 6-week Food and Self-Care Breakthrough. It launches January 6th. If you want, any listeners want to go to my website, foodandselfcare.com, and you can check it out. It's 6 weeks. You're going to learn how to conquer food cravings, lose weight, help your digestive system work better, reduce your toxic load, all kinds of wonderful things. 6 weekly live teleseminars with recipe guides and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Teleseminars, that's great.
Yeah, so every week we're on the phone for an hour. Everybody gets a 30-minute coaching call with me, so they get a little bit of one-on-one time. And I don't have it on the website yet. I don't know how to figure this out. But if they mention to me on that 30-minute call that they heard of me from the Kim Pagano Show, I'll give them another 30 minutes.
I love that you're a coach. Awesome. You're a coach and you're into diet and nutrition. I love the combination.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one thing just to give a nutritional plan out to someone and then say, okay, you know, a coach.
You're right there with them.
And a lot of times, just like you were saying when I was asking you, when you were talking about going out to eat and that kind of thing, I talked you through it because you knew what the right answers were for you.
Yeah, and you just sometimes have to need someone to confirm or remind you.
There's a little education with the nutrition part, and then there's your accountability. But there's that part that we all kind of know. Wow. We know, and we just need somebody there. Go ahead.
I love having you on, Frances, because you really just make sense of it all. I mean, you know, we all kind of, like you said, know what we're doing, but we need that guidance. So, again, Frances Starr.
Thanks for
having me. Of course.
Yeah,
I hope
thank
that
you. I don't feel guilty anymore.
So before I do my New Year's resolutions, I'm going to come up with my achievements from last year.
Good.
And I'll feel more successful when I write down my list.
Way to go, Jennifer. Yeah, all right.
Love it.
With that, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we have one of my dear friends, Prudence Jensman, on, and her new book is out. It's amazing. She's been working so hard on this, and it's called Mindset Reset. It is a passage to choice, and I can't wait to share this with you. She's been a co-host with me. She's a dear friend, and I'm really excited to share this with everybody. She does have a book signing, and that is December 15th, so I'd love to invite you to be a part of that, and we'll find out where that all is. Again, if you were listening to our 6 o'clock show and you know that we had a secret code word that would get you $25 to Lures, call in right now, 419-0008. And again, let's give something away right now. How about a tuna Christmas at Rubicon, and that is December 3rd through the 21st. I've got a couple tickets left for that. And give us a call right now. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side.
Giving and traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind.
Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. That's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the brighter side of life, and my next guest and really good friend, Prudent Gensman, and she has her new book that just hit the market, and it is Mindset Reset. She's been working on this for a long time. What an achievement. I'm so proud of her. And again, it's a passage to choice. And that's what, you know, we've worked together on my show on our 1400 station right here. And she's been on our show before. Again, Prudence Gensman. Prudence, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. Well, wonderful. So excited for you, your new book. And tell us a little bit about, for our listeners who might remember when you were on my show for a long time with me, tell us a little bit about, your new book.
Well, I'm so excited. Mindset Reset, A Passage to Choice. It's been a passage in the creation of the book, for sure. But it's really, you know, there's times when in life there's things that we really want, like our heart is calling us to do something different or to feel more fulfilled or to step out in a different way, and our head doesn't always want to play along. And there's this time when we want our head to cooperate with what our heart is wanting. So that's what I call that mindset reset, that when we can take and sit back and make those decisions to think in a different way and to start living, I like to say, start living our someday dreams today. And when we start doing that and when we make that choice, we can reset that mindset and move forward with what we want in our lives. And that's really what the book's about.
Wow, that's great. And I mean, I've worked with you, you know, just even as a client, let alone just as a friend, but there are things in our life that we kind of have a little block about. And that's what Prudence does in her book, is really kind of looking at why are we not getting the things that we need in our life or want in our life because we've kind of blocked it. So can you give us a few tips on how to powerfully manage our thoughts and to open the doors to a new and exciting opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of my background is in the field of neurorehabilitation and working with the brain and working with the thought patterns in the brain and neuroplasticity. And it's amazing when we make conscious choices, we actually can change the structure of our thinking and of our brain. But what's important, and you see this in the book, is I really give you a place to and then taking that to that next step and saying, okay, well, now what is it that you really want it to be? And how can you begin to start living in that direction? How can you begin little steps, baby steps, to begin to think in that new pattern? And then what does that feel like, and how can you really celebrate each time you take those steps?
Hi, Prudence. It's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
It was so great sitting next to you last week at the center. And you and I had a really nice talk about, you know, I was telling you about some of my fears around speaking in public. You know, here I can do radio and TV and I can do that type of thing too.
And yet you do a fabulous job because I've been at your speaking.
I know.
Yeah. So you gave me some great thoughts on that. And I've been actually thinking a lot about it. But I'm thinking, because we have Frances on today and we're talking about the new year and new year goals, mm-hmm. what might somebody reposition or recondition the way they think about their body or whatever? Maybe you can give us some thoughts on that.
You know, that's actually the very first chapter is self-care. You know, what's the beginning steps that I can do to start caring for and about myself again? And food is some part of that, and eating is some part, because Frances has wonderful program. She's fantastic. And it also begins with making that first choice that I'm going to make myself a little bit of a priority in my life. You know, people struggle so much with the thought of it being selfish to take care of themselves, but it's so important to begin to take care of ourselves, because we can't take care of anyone else if we're struggling and falling apart.
Yeah, you know, sorry.
Go ahead.
It's okay. So
it's Frances. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That first step, that's, I think, sometimes the hardest choice for people is choosing themselves.
Well, yeah, we always put ourselves on the back burner, and that's something that your book is talking about, is kind of make ourselves first and really look at self-love instead of selfish.
And I think sometimes we put ourselves on the back burner because it's easier to solve somebody else's problems than our own.
Oh, man, you just nailed it, Jennifer.
You really did. I mean, that's codependency. Yep. And in the earlier show today, you know, we were talking about that, how codependency or being a caretaker actually causes more problems
health-wise,
than the actual person that we're caring for.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they always say, I mean, I of course, I have my grandmother's all her little old saying, is the cracked pot gets more care than the pot that isn't cracked.
God, she had some great sayings. I think you need a book of grandma sayings, Kim.
Oh, I
because
think
you're always coming up with great little...
I know, because it's the truth. You know, the caretaker is there, you know, making sure they've got their medicine and all that, and you always
English
forget.
Thing.
Yeah, you always forget yourself.
In England.
The first care is to the self. You know, what's the saying? To thine own self be true. And that doesn't mean that then I don't take care of, you know, my children or my family or my, you know, the elderly or whomever. That's important. But if I forget myself in the process and I get burnt out, then I'm no good to anyone.
Yeah.
No question. So, okay, so how do we develop a more meaningful connection within ourselves and our relationships?
It doesn't have to be hard. It can start with the smallest things. I think I even share in my book, I even began in the most smallest of ways with how I was taking care of my skin. I started using different soap. I used a special face wash or different lotions because I thought, you know, at the very least, I'm already doing these things, but if I'm using something a little better quality, I feel better. And it was funny, even just that little switch, I felt better. So it doesn't have to be some big, grandiose, you know, sometimes when we think of, okay, I'm going to start a new diet, then 5 days a week, I'm going to run down the street for 10 miles. Taking step-by-step realistic changes, making realistic small steps.
Prudence, I think that's so important with any change that you're going to make, is to not take on the world the first day.
Exactly. Well, even the first week or the first month, because, you know, like we've talked about, it's a journey, and you have to move in your next step, not your neighbors or somebody else or some program, but in what's the right step for you. And then you build on that momentum, and you're ready.
Keep going rather than trying to do it all in one day.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have black and white thinking. It's like either do it big or I don't do it at all.
Or go
and
home,
so
right?
It's like,
yeah.
It's really about doing something in the middle, finding that.
Well, I think it's a little bit of the instant gratification of our society that, okay, I'm going to go for the whole thing now, but then, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
But look how much we're missing out on by not just trying one step.
And what we're trying to create, you know, and you'll see this in my book, is I give you almost the same six questions to take yourself through, because we're creating a different thinking pattern. I call it brain thought technology. Creating a pattern of thinking. So it's not just doing it one time, and it's not just doing like 15 different exercises to help you feel better about yourself. It's having the chance to really ingrain a new thought pattern. And so when we begin with one thing, when we begin, I give you a place to really create like three steps. So if it's as simple as saying, each morning maybe it's an affirmation, I'm going to have a fantastic day, I'm going to have a fantastic day, I'm going to have a fantastic day, that creates new pathways, and it creates a new, puts the mind in a condition to start accepting that I'm going to have a perfect day, I'm going to have a wonderful day. If the second thing is, I'm going to do that special thing and put special lotion on because it feels good, my skin feels better, and I feel better when my skin feels better. And then maybe the third thing is, you know what, I'm going to surround myself with people, I'm going to hang out with my friend that is also doing the same thing, so we can be of support to one another and help that. And so it's creating this continuous pattern that we actually begin to change how we even think about doing these small steps.
I love it. I think that you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's interesting. I heard something that they said, a thought is actually a prayer. And so you got to be really careful what you're putting in your mind and what you're putting in your head.
And I see what you're talking about in terms of changing your thinking, or it's almost like the affirmation thing. So people, you know, some people don't like that whole, well, you can't just say things, but really you're reprogramming your brain with these affirmations because you this old way, this old tape that keeps playing in your head is just embedding that neural pathway. And so you have to build a new one, and you start with the thinking. I get that. That's great.
It's all about repetition.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And Prudence, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's like, I can't do this. I can't do the. I can do this. I can do this. I mean, it's so similar, but what message are you telling yourself? And really, I think that's what your whole book is about. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. We're talking from the 805 right now. We're growing leaps and bounds. Thank you for making us one of your favorites out there. And we're talking to a really great friend. I'm so proud of you, Prudence. Prudence Gensman. Her book, Mindset Reset, A Passage to Choice. You have a choice in what you want your life to look like. I always say you are the producer of your own life. Why? Why do we have to make it a bad movie? Make it a good one.
So true. I mean, you really are. It's such a cliche, but you're in charge of your own destiny. But to some extent, we all are. We know how to write the story for ourselves that we want to have the ending
Absolutely.
That we want.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. We fight so much and say we want control and control and control. And yet the thing that we most don't control often is the thoughts running crazy in our head. Sometimes the crazy committee, or sometimes people call it the monkey mind.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I really want to have control, if I really want to make positive steps towards something in my life that I have determined that would make me feel better, feel more fulfilled, feel more connected with myself, more connected with others, if I can think in those patterns, then I can start achieving that. So I actually have more control than I really stop a second and just make those slight adjustments.
Prudence, we're almost at the end of our interview here. Give us one tip that you can really take us through the rest of the holiday. You're going to be on many more of my shows. I love what you're doing. I'm so proud again of you. And also, I want to tell everybody about your book signing in Westlake Village.
Perfect. You know, I think we already sort of talked about it. You just start somewhere. Start somewhere. If there's some dream that I want, you know, I call that sometimes that someday, you know, someday my prince will come, someday. That someday dream is pointing us in a direction. There's a reason that it's calling to us. So what is one thing I could begin doing right now? Because someday, maybe tomorrow, or maybe 10 years from now. But what can I, one thing I could begin to do for myself right now that helps me to make that someday be today?
I love it. And Westlake Village, your book signing, that's over at the Center for Spiritual Living?
Center for Spiritual Living. It'll be this Monday, December 15th from 7 to 8:30. I'm going to give a small talk, and then there'll be the book signing at the Center for Spiritual Living Westlake.
I love it.
Yeah, they've been a wonderful support, and I'm very excited to share with everyone.
All right, and where do we find your book?
And you find my book at Amazon.com or on my website at www.mindsetreset.com.
I love it. Thank you so much for being a guest on The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. You got it. All right. Our next guest, Warren Bobro and Whiskey Cocktails Rediscovered. Classics and contemporary craft drinks. That's what's happening out here. It's actually one of the world's most popular spirit. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you had it right. You said they're kind of coming back. Everything's like a full circle. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Warren, and we're going to take a really quick break. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'd love to give some tickets away right now. How about, let's see, some Shrek, Caneo Players, and that's over at the Caneo Players Theater, and that's from now to December 14th. And all you have to do is give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I'd love to give away a couple passes to the Center for Art and Talk. They were on our morning show, a great place that you'll be able to get a membership there free. And in your year, it's a quiet, art-filled place, people sharing ideas, be the change you want to see in the society. Kids and adults are heard like never before. A respectful talk forum that improves our community. And join them today. And that's the Center for Art Talk. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, and we can get you passes to that, too. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here today. We had a great show, and our next guest is Warren Bobro. And, Warren, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you
I'm
so
here,
much.
All the way in New Jersey.
Oh, awesome. What kind of weather do you have back there?
A little dusting of snow. And it's very elegant, and it's all of its 25 degrees.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, 25 degrees. That is very cold.
I love it. So you're talking about your new book, Whiskey Cocktails, and it's rediscovered classic and contemporary craft drinks. And you know what's interesting? I didn't know that it's the world's most popular spirit.
Well, you know, it goes between that and soju. Soju is the that Asian sorghum liquor,
which is
fire water. It's really strong stuff. And, you know, whiskey has had a bad name for itself as well as being somewhat like fire water. But I think for that very reason, it becomes so very mixable.
Wow. Okay. So tell us, why did it take so long to
reemerge?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it did because it had this bad boy image, and it has become an image that they've worked very hard to shed, because whiskey is just so flavorful, and it could be as much drink for women as it could be for men. But with marketing the way it is and public relations the way that they are, they've never really aimed it at women. So they've lost this entire palate, if you will, has been missing from whiskey.
Okay,
and it's
so
unfair.
Get us involved in whiskey. Again, that sounds funny, but you know, you have some really great favorite recipes from your book, correct?
I have some beautiful.
I'm looking at your book right now, and these are great recipes. Now, I am not a whiskey drinker, but I do like vodka, so I definitely would say I enjoy the taste of alcohol. If I were a new whiskey drinker, what would be the best way to start to drink it?
Oh, I would love to take you to the first weekend in May to the Kentucky Derby.
I love the Kentucky Derby.
And drink the most beautiful mint julep that would open your eyes to the flavors of bourbon whiskey.
Okay, so I'm not sure I can get to the Kentucky Derby with you, but I do have I have 12 mint julep glasses. The silver, just like you have here in your book. So would that be like one of the best things to make to start with?
I would do something like that, you're out on the West Coast, so you have a plethora of Vietnamese restaurants.
Oh,
and I would love to see you get some Vietnamese bubble tea, like a coconut bubble tea.
I'm sure you can get
on almost any street corner out in La La Land.
Wow,
and you would
put
a little bit of the you know, the white whiskey, the corn whiskey, and with the Vietnamese bubble tea. That would be just so refreshing and fresh.
Now, I'm a huge fan of Mad Men. I love that show. I love Mad Men. And I'm even looking at here in your book, the Maple Smoke Fizz. It has the old-fashioned champagne glasses. Now,
they're called coupes.
Coupes?
We call them coupe glasses.
Coupe. Okay, I love those. Yeah. Do you think that Mad Men sort of helped along this new surge of whiskey drinkers?
Absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely agree.
Isn't because that amazing how that can happen?
Who doesn't want to have a drink with Don Draper?
Nostalgia.
Yes.
Is hot. And as a trend, I mean, we're all looking forward to reliving the past. And we do that with flavor. I mean, when we drink an old fashioned, the first time you tasted an old fashioned, which is basically muddled fruit and rye whiskey and sweet vermouth, you'll always remember that. It'll always be in your brain and who you were with and what you were talking about. We want that. We want that resurgence.
Now, Warren, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you end up writing a whiskey cocktail book?
Is this your first book? No, this is my second book. My first book was called Apothecary Cocktails, Restoratives from Yesterday and Today. And I took the tack of homeopathy, and I researched homeopathic cures, and then I added liquor in as an added adjunct.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Okay, we want one of those books, please, and we'll have to have you back on to send it to have you on and talk about it.
I'll ask the PR people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you.
And my influence for that was a family influence. My grandfather was in the pharmaceutical business, and he made a product which was later years proven as snake oil. And what snake oil was a drug that was supposed to cure one thing but did something else entirely, most of the time nothing at all. And his most famous product was in every single medicine chest in America, was sponsored by major television shows and game shows, a quiz show for that matter, and the product's name was Geritol. And that was my grandfather.
Oh, really?
And I like to say, he didn't leave me a dime, but he left me his brains. So I was able to come up with this idea for apothecary cocktails and make something that was so very personal to me, but instead of it being snake oil, all the recipes actually do something. And I can't say they would cure, but I absolutely will say that they will heal what ails you.
That's interesting. So, okay, we're waiting. What is your favorite recipe for the holiday parties?
For the holiday party, it has to be the hot buttered rum, but it actually has whiskey in it.
God, it's kind of just...
When I go home today, I'm going to make the classic old-fashioned. Well, not today, but maybe Friday night.
Yeah. Next Friday. Okay.
Yeah, I have somewhere to go next Friday night.
There you go. So,
I made a hot buttered rum the other night with two different types of rum and also whiskey, and there were no dry eyes in the crowd.
I love it.
Yeah, I can't make it tonight because I have the run tomorrow, so I'll have to wait till next Friday.
Yeah, make sure you keep clean today. So, question. Please. Is there a favorite bourbon or whiskey? How does that vary from each other?
You know, I love that question because all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon.
Mm.
So you have Scotch whiskey, you have rye whiskey, you have Irish, you have Canadian, Japanese, you have Kentucky, you have Tennessee. It's all these places, and they're all whiskey, but not all of them are bourbon. For it to be bourbon, it has to be from the United States.
I never knew that. See, we always learn something on the air.
It has to be 51% corn. If it's not 51% corn, you can't call it bourbon. And if it ages for 2 years, it's called straight bourbon. And if it's minus 2 years, they can put caramel coloring in, and they can put flavors like that fireball stuff that you see all over the place.
All over the college circuit?
That's something that's made in a chemical lab. It's not made in a distillery. It's flavored with artificial flavors.
I write about
craft spirit.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know bourbon was the same as whiskey.
Bourbon is absolutely the same thing.
Kim is looking at me like I'm insane.
I'm right there with you, though.
Because my grandparents used to drink bourbon and water.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my grandmother's 102, and she's about to turn 103 on Valentine's Day.
Oh, God bless her. That's awesome.
And her favorite drink, and what she drinks every day, or nearly every day, is a little shot of whiskey, of bourbon whiskey.
That's her secret. That's her secret. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, we are almost at the end of our show. I'm so glad that you're here, Warren. We're talking with Warren. Is it Bobro?
It's Bobro, but it's most mangled. Okay. When I worked in banking, it was always a problem because I was called Mr. Barrow.
There you go. Well, it's Warren Bobro, and now we're talking about his book, Whiskey Cocktails. And
this is really fun.
Yeah, is it? I can't even see it now because Jennifer took it. But I know, it's all good, you know.
I mean, this is a great gift. A bottle of whiskey and this little book here. This is a great gift. I love it.
Would that be a good anniversary? No.
If people want to get a signed copy, they should get in touch with the Bookworm bookstore in Bernardsville, New Jersey. And I signed books there yesterday for a bunch of clients in Chicago.
That's great.
And it's really and I'll endorse it for them. I'll personalize it, whatever they want. But I really believe in small bookstores.
I do too.
That at least make an effort. And this is a real effort, you know, to reach out to people who are local into the area.
There you go. I love it. Again, give us one recipe, something simple that we can share with our listeners.
I'd love to give you one. I call it the old gnaw. And the old gnaw is hopped whiskey, or you use any type of whiskey. And I used a spiced simple syrup, which is basically sugar and chili peppers cooked down with water until it gets thick.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of egg white, a pinch of sea salt, some club soda, and a dash of grapefruit bitters. You shake it up really hard, and you get that beautiful little foam around the top of the glass. You sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on top. and finish it off with a drop or
two. Does that sound inviting or what?
So great.
Wow. That's
I have a bar cart too, so I'm really going to set this all up on my bar cart and do like an old fashioned.
Oh, what a cute. You're always coming up with these cute ideas.
And please take pictures and put them up on Instagram or Facebook.
I will.
Oh, there you go. And will you also FaceTime or Facebook us on the Kim Pagano Show so we can share this with everyone?
I absolutely will. I'm gonna join right now, and I have a gnome named Klaus, so I'll have him join as well.
Okay, that's great. I love your book. It is so cool. It's a fun book. So thank you so much for joining us here on
the Kim Pagano. I wish you were here on the West Coast so you could have brought us little samples.
We're all about the samples.
I do book signings all the time.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Warren.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show today. It was a great show. And some really great inputs. And great way to end the year with some great new ideas.
Things to start us out in 2015.
Kind of some goals and strategies.
And it's not over yet, so we still have some time to actually do them.
And I love that idea of goals versus... New Year's resolution. Yeah. I like goals.
I do too. All right. Well, God, we are at the end of our show. And again, thank you, ladies. Thank you, Tom. And, God, thank you for being here. I do want to remind you, if you missed any part of our show, you can always listen on KimPaganoShow.com or iTunes. And we are actually starting an internet radio show that you'll be able to hear it all the way through everywhere. So we will let you know about that. And again, we want to let you know at the end of our show, a moment of happiness. It's not what you have in your pocket that makes you thankful, but what you have in your heart. And with that, I thank you for being here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
Over Bourbon Street tonight, I see faces as they pass beneath the pale lamplight. I've no choice but to follow that call. The bright lights, the people, and the moon and all. I pray every day to be strong, for I know what I do must be wrong. Or you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of